like a twist to the things you haven't been let in the ground with.
Things you've been, remember, the high watermark on this was a man who had a breast pump took off him as he went into Bristol. And it really was Bristol, and it's a breast pump, so that's funny enough. And he had to go and get it back afterwards, because it was his wife's bag who was in town shopping. And afterwards, when everyone's queuing up to get their Stanley knives and crack pipes back, he had to say that mine's the breast pump. I'm sorry, sir? He said, mine's the breast pump. I'm sorry, can't hear you, sir. Mine is the breast pump. So what did you have taken off on you?
Well, it's a slight twist. It's what I actually got let into the ground with.
Oh, this is good as well. I've heard these before. That's good. What?
A chainsaw.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. We're going off the air now. We're going to play just the emergency signal, because this is the best call I've ever heard. You got into a ground...
With a chainsaw.
With a chainsaw. Where was it?
It was at Barnet when I was back in the non-league days.
Yeah, okay.
Friend from work lent it to me. Had to return it.
Let me
took it along to the ground.
Let me write it down. Barnet, home of the chainsaw. Yeah, go on.
Took it along to the ground and I let me in with it. And I stood there for a full 90 minutes holding the chainsaw.
Oh, I'm being reminded now, yeah. I think about Cambridge, a fellow in the shed. You know those kind of roll up belts that have all different shit knives in? You can roll one up, can't you? You know? Well, he did that, and didn't think. I went to the ground and thought, as he's queuing up to get in, the police are patting everyone down. He thought, oh, Jesus, I've got some carving knives off me. And he's got an inching force. He thought, what do I do? If I run, that's it. And they patted him down, just held it above his head, and he went with 12 carving knives. But I've never heard of a chainsaw. Now, seriously, in the ground, didn't you just want to go, didn't you want to start it up one time?
Possibly,
yeah. Yeah, that's it. He didn't, of course.
I didn't
know. Wow, you lost your nerve. You see, that's what we need, smuggling things into the ground. I'm not saying dangerous things. What about Torquay with their, they banned paperback books? And I hope to this day Torquay support would recognise each other by smuggling these things in. We want the more ludicrous things you've had taken off here, but if anyone can beat a chainsaw being taken in all innocence, you know, because you know people panic by football supporters, and imagine if you'd all whipped. Who were they playing that day? Do you remember?
I can't remember.
Let's suppose it was Rushton and Diamonds, because I like their name. Let's call them Dominic and Diamonds, or... Anyway, so they're playing them, and their supporters, their 6 or 7 supporters, thought they'd have a go. Ah, Barnet, we can push them over. So they come walking towards you, and as they walk towards you, you go... What a reputation you're my boy got. Them Barnet, them nuts. Run for your life, they've got a chainsaw. We've only got a rolled up...